Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kit of Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kit of products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Have you ever felt like you were walking through a day that just seemed off balance? Where every step felt like you were moving through mud? And no matter how hard you tried, advancement seemed miles away. Imagine you're a runner in a race, poised at the starting line, heart pounding with anticipation. But the moment you surge forward, you realize you're not sprinting on a track, but slogging through a swamp. Each step is a struggle, your feet sinking, your energy draining away. This is what spiritual attack can feel like, an invisible force that slows you down, saps your strength, sabotages your progress, and tries to divert you from the path that God has laid out for you. Today, I will guide you through understanding how to recognize when you are under a spiritual attack. We will delve into seven important signs that signal when you are facing more than just everyday challenges. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in the book of Ephesians 6 verse 12, we find a powerful reminder. The scripture says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." It highlights the reality that our struggles are not just with the visible challenges of life, but with invisible forces that are determined to lead us into defeat. The principalities, powers, and spiritual hosts of wickedness operating from the shadows. Understanding this truth is foundational as it shifts our approach to these battles from relying solely on earthly tactics to arming ourselves with spiritual armor and strategies. It emphasizes the importance of prayer, faith, and the Word of God as our weapons, encouraging us to stand firm in the assurance of victory through Christ, who empowers us to overcome the adversary's schemes with divine strength and wisdom. Now, let us look at seven signals that tell us when we're under spiritual attack. Number one, a sudden loss of spiritual desire. Imagine you're a plant that has been thriving in the sunlight, suddenly moved into the shade. Just as a plant struggles without light, our spiritual lives suffer when we lose our desire for God's word and presence. When you find your prayer life diminishing, your hunger for scripture fading, and your passion for church or fellowship with other believers waning, it's similar to a warning light on the dashboard of your car. It signals that something is wrong under the hood. The psalmist David knew this feeling well, and he cried out in Psalm 42, verse 1, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God." This verse beautifully illustrates the natural and deep desire that we should feel for God, a longing that is as essential as water is to a deer. But when that desire dries up, it's often because the enemy is working to cut us off from our life source and from our blessings, attempting to isolate us from the nourishment and refreshment that comes from a close relationship with God. The devil knows that a believer distant from God's presence is like a warrior separated from their armor, vulnerable to attack. To combat this, we must push back against the swamp's drag striving to reconnect with God through prayer, worship, and the fellowship of other believers. It's like the runner in the swamp, realizing the only way out is to keep moving, to keep pushing forward, even when every step is a battle. In this struggle, remember the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, verses 11 to 32. Even after he had wandered far and lost everything, his return to the Father was met with open arms. This story is a powerful.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Awful reminder that no matter how far we feel, we have drifted. The path back to God is always open. The return journey might be difficult, but it is always worth it. My friends, going forward, keep your heart open to the ways God is calling you back, urging you out of the shade and into His glorious light, and listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Stay vigilant, my friends, and recognize that a sudden loss of spiritual desire is not merely a phase but a sign of spiritual warfare aimed at keeping you from your divine destiny. Number 2, physical fatigue. An unexplained physical fatigue could be a sign that you might be under spiritual attack. Imagine you're a lamp plugged into a power source, brightly illuminating the room, but suddenly your connection to the power source becomes loose. The light flickers, dims, and struggles to shine as before. This is what it feels like to experience physical fatigue when under a spiritual attack. It's as if your spiritual connection is being tampered with, causing not just your spirit to feel drained, but also your body. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 40, verse 31, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse promises divine rejuvenation for our weariness, indicating that our strength does not come from physical rest alone, but from our spiritual resilience and trust in the Lord. When we face this kind of fatigue, it's not just about being physically tired. It's a deep, draining weariness that doesn't seem to improve with rest. It's a tactic used by the enemy to make us feel overwhelmed and powerless, to slow us down and divert our focus from our mission and purpose in God. However, remember the story of Elijah in 1 Kings 19, verses 4 to 8. After a great victory, Elijah found himself fleeing from Jezebel's threats, exhausted and asking God to take his life. But God did not leave Elijah in his despair. Instead, he sent an angel to provide food and water, strengthening Elijah for the journey ahead. This story reminds us that God sees our fatigue and meets us in our need, providing the strength that we need to continue. To counteract this fatigue, it is crucial to deepen our spiritual practices. Prayer, meditation on God's Word, and fellowship with other believers can recharge our spiritual batteries. It's like finding a secure plug for the lamp, ensuring a steady and reliable source of power to keep the light shining brightly. My friends, if you're feeling this unexplained physical fatigue, take a moment to assess not just your physical rest, but also your spiritual health. Are you connected to your power source? Or has the connection been loosened by the enemy's interference? Strengthen that connection through faith and prayer, and trust in God's promise to renew your strength. Number 3, lack of peace. Another sign of being under spiritual attack is a pervasive lack of peace, Consider a river that flows smoothly, its waters clear and calm, offering a serene landscape. But when something disturbs the riverbed, the waters become muddy, turbulent, and chaotic. This is what happens to our peace when we're under spiritual attack. Our inner tranquility is disturbed, leaving us feeling restless and unsettled. Jesus offers us a profound promise in John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This verse assures us that the peace Jesus gives is unlike any worldly peace. It's a peace that sustains and strengthens us, even in the midst of chaos. The loss of peace can manifest in constant worry, anxiety, and fear. It's a tool used by the enemy to cloud our judgment, weaken our faith, and distract us from God's promises. But it's important to remember that this lack of peace is not from God. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 tells us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse reminds us that God equips us with everything we need to overcome the disturbances that threaten our peace. In the story of Jesus calming the storm in Mark 4 verses 35 to 41, the disciples were terrified as waves crashed into their boat. But Jesus, asleep on the boat, awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. This story is a powerful reminder that no matter the turmoil surrounding us, Jesus has the power to speak peace into our storms. My dear friends, if you find yourself lacking peace, turn to Jesus. Speak his promises over your life, and remember the stories of how he has brought peace in the midst of chaos. Engage in prayer, seeking the peace that only he can provide, and trust that he is with you, ready to calm the stormy waters of your life. Number 4, confusion about God's will. When you find yourself under a spiritual attack, confusion about God's will can become a significant obstacle, much like trying to navigate through a maze without a map. This confusion aims to disconnect you from your divine purpose and direction, making every decision seem filled with uncertainty and every path forward appear indistinct. Scripture offers clarity in moments of confusion. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 advises, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." This promise highlights the importance of seeking God's guidance above all, assuring us that he will provide direction even when our vision is clouded. The story of Gideon in Judges 6 and 7 illustrates how God can lead us out of confusion and into his will. Gideon faced immense doubt and confusion about his calling to save Israel. Yet, through a series of signs and conversations with God, his confusion was replaced with conviction. Gideon's story teaches us that seeking God's guidance through prayer and openness to his signs can clear the fog of confusion, enlightening the path that he has set before us. To combat spiritual confusion, it's essential to remain rooted in prayer, engage in regular Bible study, and seek counsel from trusted spiritual mentors. These practices help to realign our focus on God, ensuring that our decisions and directions are guided by his wisdom and not our limited understanding. As we lean into God's will, the maze of confusion becomes a guided journey toward fulfilling our divine purpose. Number 5. Feeling overwhelmed and helpless. My friends, feeling overwhelmed and helpless is another telltale sign of a spiritual attack. Similar to being caught in a storm at sea where the waves tower over and threaten to engulf your boat. This overwhelming sense aims to drown your hope and diminish your faith, making challenges appear insurmountable and solutions out of reach. However, Scripture offers solace and strength in these moments. Isaiah 41, verse 10, encourages us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God's promise to be with us, to strengthen and help us, serves as a lifeline, pulling us out of the depths of despair and back into the safety of his presence. The biblical account of Peter walking on water towards Jesus, found in Matthew 14, verses 28 to 31, also vividly depicts this struggle. When Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, crying out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. This story reminds us that when we feel overwhelmed, our focus should remain on Jesus, who has the power to calm the storm and keep us afloat. To navigate overwhelming feeling, it's crucial to maintain a daily routine of prayer and meditation on God's Word, allowing His peace to fill our hearts and minds. Community support is also vital. Sharing our burdens with fellow believers can lighten our load, reminding us that we are not alone in our struggles. In the unity of faith, we find the strength to overcome. Number 6. Doubts about faith. The sixth sign of a spiritual attack is when doubts begin to cloud your faith. Much like a clear sky, suddenly overshadowed by dark, threatening clouds. This is a common tactic of the enemy, to instill doubt about God's goodness, His promises, and our own faith. Such doubts can make us question the very foundation upon which our beliefs are built, leading to a spiritual disorientation that can be deeply unsettling. James 1, verse 6 advises, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind." This imagery of a wave tossed by the wind perfectly captures the instability doubt brings into our spiritual lives, which also manifests in the natural. It's a reminder that faith requires a steadfast heart, one that trusts in God, even when the path is not fully clear. In dealing with doubts, the story of Thomas, often dubbed Doubting Thomas, in John 20, verses 24 to 29, serves as a powerful lesson. Thomas doubted the resurrection of Jesus until he could see and touch Jesus' wounds himself. Jesus responded, not with rebuke, but with compassion, allowing Thomas the evidence he needed to believe. This story teaches us that God understands our doubts and meets us where we are, offering His presence as the ultimate reassurance of His reality and love. However, this doesn't mean we should embrace doubt as our constant state or allow it to shape our faith journey. Instead, we are encouraged to seek God earnestly in our moments of uncertainty, trusting Him to lead us back to a place of conviction and strengthen faith. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God, as faith is the foundation upon which our relationship with Him is built and through which we receive His blessings and guidance. As Hebrews 11, verse 6 clearly states, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This scripture directly underscores the essential role of faith in our walk with God and in accessing his promises. To fortify ourselves against doubts, it's crucial to immerse in prayer, fellowship, and the study of God's word. Surrounding ourselves with a community of faith can provide the support and encouragement needed to navigate periods of uncertainty. And number 7, increasing temptation and sin. The increase in temptation and sin is a clear indicator of a spiritual attack, like a ship being subtly steered off course. This sign is often gradual and unnoticed until we find ourselves far from where we intended to be. The enemy uses temptation as a tool to entice us away from God's will, seeking to entangle us in sin that can hinder our relationship with God and others. James 1 verse 14 explains, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed." This verse reveals the personal nature of temptation. It's tailored to our vulnerabilities and desires. Recognizing this can help us guard against complacency and be vigilant in our spiritual defenses. The story of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness, as recounted in Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11, serves as a powerful example of resisting temptation. Jesus countered each of Satan's temptations with scripture, demonstrating the importance of knowing and applying God's word in our moments of trial. To stand firm against increasing temptation and sin, it's imperative to cultivate a deep personal relationship with God through prayer, Bible study, and the accountability provided by a faith community. Equipping ourselves with the armor of God, as described in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18, empowers us to withstand the enemy's schemes and emerge victorious. My friends, let us carry with us the deep understanding and recognition of the signs of spiritual attack, armored with the knowledge that our victory lies in the power of Jesus Christ. Remember, the battles we face are not just our own, but are fought on spiritual grounds, where our faith, prayers, reliance on God's word, and the full armor of God serve as our strongest weapons. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6, verses 11 to 17, to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This divine armor includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace as shoes for our feet, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Together, these elements not only protect us, but also empower us to stand firm and victorious in the face of spiritual warfare. Let this message empower you to stand firm in the face of adversity, knowing that you are never alone. God is with us, his mighty hand guiding and protecting us through every challenge. As we step forward into our daily lives, let us do so with renewed strength, faith, and courage, holding on to the promise that in Christ we are more than conquerors. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before you with a heart full of adoration, thanksgiving, and praise. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Your majesty and glory are beyond comprehension, and your power is unmatched. I exalt your holy name, for you are worthy of all honor and adoration. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love and endless mercies. Thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for every daily blessing you have poured into my life and the lives of my loved ones. Your grace is my stronghold, and your love my refuge. In gratitude, I acknowledge your hand in every aspect of my life. Father, I ask for your forgiveness for my sins, both known and unknown. As you have forgiven me, I also choose to forgive others who have wronged me. Lord, cleanse me from all unrighteousness and wash me whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against every form of spiritual attack aimed at my life. I rebuke confusion, doubt, fear, and anxiety. I bind the spirits that seek to overwhelm. Lord, lead me away from temptation and sin. In your powerful name, I declare freedom from the chains that the enemy has placed around me. Let your light dispel every shadow of darkness, and let your peace fill my heart, overcoming the storms that rage against me. I declare, in the name of Jesus, victory over every struggle and stronghold, for I am more than a conqueror through Christ. I declare that by your stripes, I am healed, and by your strength, I am fortified. I stand against the schemes of the enemy, clothed in the full armor of God, wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. I declare freedom from the bondage of sin and protection against the wiles of the devil. Lord, I pray for blessings of health, prosperity, and joy over my life and my loved ones. Shield us from harm and surround us in your loving protection. Let no evil befall us and no plague come near our dwelling. In your mercy, guard our coming and going, today and forevermore. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I'm grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, standing in faith for each other, asking for your healing touch, your protective hand, and the outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon our lives. Strengthen us, guide us, and fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory over every attack of the enemy, be it natural or spiritual. Let your will be done in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers to learn more about your new life and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.